This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. An angry Joe Biden lashed out at reporters amid allegations that Donald Trump pressured the Ukrainian president to investigate his son.
Trump deserves to be investigated. He is violating every basic norm of a president.
Democrats have condemned what they see as a clear effort to damage a political rival, now at the heart of an explosive whistleblower complaint against Trump. Trump is defending himself against the allegations, asserting that it comes from a partisan whistleblower, though the president also says he doesn't know who made the initial allegations. The United States is sending additional military forces and air defense equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Mike Gracia has the story.
In response to recent attacks on the Saudi oil industry, which are being blamed on Iran, the United States is deploying additional troops and military equipment to the Gulf region. At a Pentagon news conference Friday night, Defense Secretary Mark Esper outlined the goals of the action.
First, to send a clear message that the United States supports our partners in the region. Second, to ensure the free flow of resources necessary to support the global economy.
General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, would not commit to how many troops are being deployed. Esper would not rule out further action. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Domestically, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticized Trump's plan, saying it is an outrageous attempt by the administration to circumvent the bipartisan bicameral will of Congress, adding that these unacceptable actions are cause for alarm. On Saturday, Islamic State militants claimed responsibility for a deadly bus bombing near the Iraqi city of Karbala. 12 people were killed and several others wounded when the bomb blew up at a security checkpoint on Friday. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA. Fresh off